Here's a little joke that I think I told Brother Jim Rouse over at the house a while back, and he got a good chuckle out of this, and I think you all might. First, I'll tell you one about an old boy. This one I heard back when the Volkswagens first began to get introduced to this country. About an old boy that got a little too drunk in the early afternoon, and he come staggering out of a bar and started across the street. Somebody's huge St. Bernard dog broke his leash and scared the hell out of his mind on what happened and scared him. Started flying down the street, and he run over the old boy and knocked him down. He's looking back to see what scared him so bad, and before the old boy could get up, he was pretty drunk anyway. Here come a little Volkswagen and ran right across his butt and went on. A good Samaritan cop happened to be looking on, and he ran out there to help him up and got him out of the street. When he set him down on the curb, he said, "Friend, are you hurt much?" And he said, "Well, to tell you the truth, no, the dog didn't hurt me much, but that dang tin can he had on his tail like to kill me." This old boy went to the doctor one morning, and he went in and sat down, and the doctor said, "Well, what's wrong, sir?" And he said, "Well, something's wrong with my ear. It's been draining fiercely this morning." He said, "It must be infected some way. I'd like for you to take a look at it." The doctor looks in his ear for a few seconds, and he looks kind of puzzled, and he takes another look, and he said, "Well, friend, to the best of my knowledge, you have put a suppository in your ear." The old boy looked flabbergasted for a minute, and then he said, "Doc, can I use your phone?" He said, "Sure, help yourself." He went over to the phone.
Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen.
just as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life. We've been